Welcome into a brand new episode of Bottom Line Baseball. Joining us on the podcast today, Hall of Famer Craig Biggio. Craig, first off, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today. You've grown up a huge baseball fan, obviously playing the game. What do you love most about the game of baseball?
Man, that's an excellent question. I don't know if I really actually had an answer asked to me like that. I'd have to say just the game itself. I mean, the game in itself is just it's beautiful, and you never really truly know what you're going to see every single day that you come to a ballpark. You may see your standard game, or you might not see, you know, or you might see something magical as far as a, you know, somebody hit three homers, somebody throw a no-hitter. I mean, to answer your question, I would just say the game in itself is the thing that I enjoy the most.
Craig, obviously it's been a crazy year so far, coming back from 60 games last season to 162. What adjustment period do you think these players have to adjust to most for this season?
Well, I think what's really going to be interesting is it's the last 2 years. You know what I mean? The last 2 years have been a little bit in disarray, and I think that it's guys really just trying to understand that, we've got quite a few injuries that are out there. We've got a lot of guys kind of getting off to a slow start. But in general, you got to remember it's the long run here. It's like a marathon. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, and you got to pace yourself to get your mind right to put in a 162-game schedule. You get to the playoffs in the postseason and get your mind ready for that. So I think that's going to probably be the biggest transition, is guys have had a different season for the last 2 years, but now you're back to your normal 162 again.
Craig, obviously you're with the Astros still, and you played your entire career with the Astros. What does the Houston Astros mean to you and your family?
Well, I love the Astros. I mean, it's the organization that I know. It's the fan base is when you play for one organization, that is your fan base. Although you do have a lot of fans throughout the league that appreciated the way that you played the game. But in general, I mean, Houston is, I'm just a New York kid that came to Texas 30-something years ago and fell in love and love it. And I love the Astro organization and our players and the game in general.
Obviously, it sounds like the Astros are your family, but let's talk about your family, your kids. Your family has not only just baseball, but now softball as well. How proud of you as a father are you just seeing your kids love the sport?
Well, it's just fun. It's just fun to be able to watch guys go out there and watch my kids go out there and just, you know, do what they love to do and what they enjoy doing. At my house, we never really, we never really put any pressure on our kids to be a softball player or a baseball player. Whatever they wanted to do, we supported them and tried to help them out in any which way. And it's really fun to watch them making their own path. And, Connor's actually, athletic career is over. It was fun watching, Kat still playing, and Gwen is doing her softball. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to watch them chase their own dreams down.
Obviously, you talked about Kevin and him hitting a home run with the Toronto Blue Jays coming in. What was your emotions like to see Kevin hit a home run at Minute Maid Park just a couple days ago?
I mean, I gotta say, man, that was pretty special. I mean, he sat and watched his old man go out there and play for a long time and hit a couple homers there, and then for me to be able to sit there and watch him hit that home run, grandfather in town, and everything. It was really special.
What was your favorite ballpark to play in?
Mine was Wrigley Field. I love Wrigley Field. Wrigley was like one of my favorite places to go. And what I liked about Wrigley was just that, the fan base was, they loved their team. And when the game was going on, it was fun and exciting but then when the games were over, the fans were like, they loved you. They were like okay with everything, And I think one of the cool things about Wrigley too is like when you walk down from the visiting clubhouse to the field itself. I mean, that's the same way that Babe Ruth walked down. That's the same way that Ted Williams walked down. It's the same way that Craig Biggio walked to the field. So, I mean, it's got a lot of history and tradition, and I love the old ballparks.
Craig, you talked about your going back to your playing career. What was it like to reach the World Series in 2005 and to go through that emotion where y'all started off not so well that season?
Yeah, that was the 15-30 start, and I mean, I think everybody wrote us off, and deservingly so. We didn't get off to a good start, but you gotta, like I said in the beginning of this piece that you're doing here, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we figured it out. We were a good team, and we just started playing better. But with that being said, to be the first Texas team to get to the World Series, obviously it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go. But it was something that you know, for me as a young boy growing up, you dream about the World Series. You dream about, having the opportunity to get a World Series ring and getting picked up by your teammates on the field and stuff like that. And obviously it didn't end the way that we wanted it to end, but it was nice to be able to give that to our Astro fans here in Houston, a World Series ring, a World Series opportunity, and for them to be able to see that.
What makes a good team great?
Good players. One, I mean, you got to have some really good players, and I think that really chemistry will take you a long way also. If you have a good bunch of guys that are in that clubhouse that have talent, first of all, and if you're in the big league, you have a lot of talent. But yet again, it's also like you got to have that good chemistry to be able to get along, because, you're in a 162-game schedule, and there's so many things that are going on daily, day in and day out. And, if the teams that can have good chemistry and a lot of talent, good talent in that clubhouse, they got a chance to succeed.
Craig, you talked about the World Series before and playing. What was it like to see that 2017 team win it and to be around the organization then?
Well, again, it was, that was the icing on the cake, you know what I mean? It was kind of like, I live and die, the Astros, I love to death, and I've given everything I had. And, for us to get there in 05 was really special. Then, to go back in 17 and then to be able to win it. I mean, winning the World Championship, I know the Rangers got close a couple times, and they weren't able to get it done either. But then, for us to have another opportunity at it and then to be able to finish it off, it was really special. And I think that, I know, Jackson, you were part of it. The parade that we had was probably one of the coolest things that I have ever been part of, with the almost millions of people that were lining up, the parade route was something that I'll never forget in my mind, for sure.
Craig, earlier you said growing up you had dreams of making it to the major leagues, and obviously now a Hall of Famer. What do you dream about now? What else do you want to accomplish in your life?
What do I want to accomplish in my life? I just continue doing what I'm doing, just try to help people out as much as I can in our particular field in baseball. And that's whether, advice or conversations or whatever, and just being a good person and just, going, continue to live your life and, help your family out, love your family, and help them out in any which way that you can, and just really just be a good person. I mean, that's always the way that I've always tried to live my life, is really whatever I'm doing, just try to go out and just try to be the best at it. But, as you get older, you're not putting on the uniform on, so, you just kind of, with my role with the Astros and being honest and in your observations and things that you see, and just trying to go about your business that way.
Craig, you're obviously a Hall of Famer. What was it like to be a part of that 2015 class?
Well, I mean, that's something that you never, you dream about it, but you're like, kind of like, wow, man, I'm like, to get inducted in the Hall of Fame is something that's, it still gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. I mean, you're part of the great team ever. There's no other team that you can play for anymore or be part of that is any bigger or better than that team. And, that was something that was, you know, for me, I grew up in a little town in Long Island, New York, and, you know, everybody has big dreams and ambitions. And then to be able to reach the big leagues and play for 20 years and then to get invited into being part of that class and part of that team, you know, like your grandfather probably said the same thing, is something that you, you know, you never forget and you treasure it because it's something that, you know, it's the greatest team ever. And being part of that is something that is really special.
Craig, obviously you're a big part of Sunshine Kids. What does Sunshine Kids mean to you?
Well, the Sunshine Kids have been near and dear to my heart for, you know, over 30 plus years. And, you know, they, as much as I've impacted their lives in a little way, they've impacted my life in a bigger way. And, you know, I think that we are a great working team together. You know, they are a special group of kids and people and families. As you know, I know you've been part of it, helped out with some events and stuff that we've had. It's just you know, they're my family, and I love them to death, and I'm blessed to be able to have the opportunity to be part of it.
Craig, this is one of our favorite parts that we end up doing. It's a fast five, quick round questions. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, my first question to you is, what is your favorite hunting season?
Okay, it's supposed to be fast. Bow hunt season.
There we go. So you're from New York. I'm from Albany, New York, right outside in Schenectady area. Right. What's your favorite pizza in New York to get?
You know, we got a house in New Jersey, and it's called Chich's Pizza. Seems to be my favorite, so I'll say Chich.
All right.
What was your favorite position to play?
It wasn't in the beginning, and that was second base, but it turned out to be second base after I got comfortable and good at it.
Did you have any superstitions before playing?
I had too many for your show to go over. I was a maniac. Some of my teammates, I don't even know how you can remember them all. And that's the truth.
What were the two craziest?
I don't know. I mean, hey, there's a lot of variables. You know, chewing gum and putting it in your helmet, saving it to when you go back out so you didn't spit it out, putting the donut in the same place, you know, stacking your bats up in front of your locker before the game a certain way. And I mean, the list goes on and on. I can't believe that I'm still sane.
And, Craig, my final question for you is, what is your favorite memory with Jeff Bagwell and Lance Berkman?
Jeff Bagwell, my favorite memory with Baggy would probably be a 10-second hug that when we beat the Cardinals to go to the World Series, and that was something that, you know, for he and I, you know, we spent 14 years together, and that's all, you know, what we did on the field was one thing, but we always wanted to win the World Series, get to the World Series. You know, that was a hug where we were both standing next to each other when the last out was made in St. Louis, and then it was just a hug. And then Lance is a good dude, funny guy, man. He's, goodness gracious, what an amazing career he had. Lance, he was funny. He made you laugh. And he was, there's quite a few of them with him to go over. But, I mean, really, I'll just say that, you know, him and making you laugh and making light of situations was his number one trait.
Craig, this is a question we always like to end the podcast on. If a 15-year-old kid walked up to Craig Biggio right now and said, "Craig, baseball's boring to me. I'm never going to watch." What are you saying to that 15-year-old kid?
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I mean, if you don't want to watch, you don't want to watch it. I can't make you watch it. But I think that, you know, if you could really look at how hard these guys work and how talented, you know, you have to be in order to succeed in baseball, I mean, you just got to work at it. And then hopefully, you know, if he wants to play it, hopefully he plays it. And then he continues to chase his own dreams down. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if somebody doesn't like it, I can't make you like it. That's
Well, Craig, thank you so much for doing this. We greatly appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, man. I love you guys. Thanks, Jackson.